Pro-Palestinian Mob Blocks Classes and Exams at Paris' Prestigious Sorbonne University. By Kurt Zindelka on April 29, 2024. Far-left pro-Palestinian student activists blockaded the entrances of the Sorbonne University in Paris on Monday following similar attempts last week to shut down the elite sciences Po Research University. Following the example of activists in the United States at top universities such as Columbia in New York City and Harvard University, pro-Palestinian leftists set up a makeshift blockade of the entrance to the prestigious Sorbonne University in Paris, preventing other students from attending class and forcing the cancellation of exams. Around 150 activists gathered and erected tents outside of the entrance with a large Palestinian flag placed in the center while signs read, "Israel assassin, Sorbonne complicit and don't look at us, join us," Le Figaro reports. National rally candidate for the European Parliament, Mathieu Vallet, commented, "These far-left activists want to make France a lawless zone. Bravo to the police officers who evacuated these activists from the disorder by force. We are here following the appeal of students from Harvard and Columbia." Lorelai Afrejo, a student activist of the Le Point Lewa, the Raised Fist, told the AFP. "After the actions at Sciences Po, we are here to ensure that it continues." Last week, dozens of radical students blockaded the Sciences Po Research University in Paris, demanding a debate on the conflict in Gaza and the lifting of the suspension of other activists. The blockade, enacted by around 200 activists, ended on Friday as the leadership of the university bowed to their demands. In what has been described as an act of capitulation, as an American-style town hall on Palestine was agreed to and no sanctions were levied against the student activists. On Monday outside the Sorbonne, the activists were reportedly joined by National Assembly member Louis Boyard of the far-left La France Insoumise, LFI, party, which has been the principal political backer of the pro-Palestinian movement in France. The leader of the LFI in the French parliament, Mathilde Panot, defended the actions at Sciences Po, saying on Sunday that to be heard, you sometimes have to blockade. Panot, who faced questioning by police last week for allegedly making an apology for terrorism, added, "I will support them as many times as they do it. And we will be there every time the people move to support the equal dignity of human beings." On the other hand, recently installed French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal condemned the actions of a minority of students, agitated by political forces, notably La France Insoumise, of seeking to disrupt the functioning of this institution. Attal, who attended Sciences Po for his graduate degree, added, "There will never be a right to blockage. Never any tolerance with the action of an active and dangerous minority which seeks to impose its rules on our students and our teachers. For there to be a debate, the roles must be respected. Respect for each other's positions must be permanent. This is not what we saw," Attal continued, adding, "I will not accept it," he added, vowing to maintain absolute vigilance on respect for the values of the Republic and the law. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.